With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Venezuela's captured president and first lady enter pleas of not guilty amid courthouse protests and media scrutiny in New York City today. Correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Security was as tight as it has ever been outside the Manhattan Federal Courthouse, where captured Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro and his wife Cecilia Flores were arraigned on narco-terrorism charges Monday, both pleading not guilty. Inside the courthouse, it was orderly. Still, there were twice as many journalists as usual and five overflow courtrooms so that those extra journalists and spectators could watch the government's case unfold on large screens. Julie Walker, New York.
Some Medicaid data can once again be shared with immigration authorities.
For now, the latest ruling only allows the agency to hand over basic biographical information about immigrants residing in the United States illegally. Those living illegally in the U.S., as well as some who are lawfully present, are not allowed to enroll in Medicaid. But federal law requires all states to offer emergency Medicaid coverage for life-saving services in emergency rooms to anyone. Immigration advocates say that the disclosure of personal data could cause alarm among people seeking emergency help for themselves or their children. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Minnesota Governor Tim Walz is ending his bid for a third term amid a fraud investigation into child care programs in the state and its Somali community. Less than 4 months after announcing his reelection campaign, Walz said Monday the negative attention and Republican attacks make it too hard to serve full time as governor and be a candidate for another term. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 594 points, the S&P up by 43. This is SRN News. The new mayor of New York City is moving quickly, correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
Zoran Mamdani promised to fix a lot of problems on the campaign trail, but his first priority seems to be eliminating all pro-Israel executive orders issued by his predecessor. In his first hours in office, Mamdani, New York's first Muslim mayor, has revoked orders that barred the city from joining the anti-Israel boycott, divest, sanctions movement and other directives by Eric Adams that aimed at curbing anti-Semitism. Michael Harrington reporting.
One Syrian police officer was killed and others wounded in a suicide bombing last week in the northern city of Aleppo. A patrol of internal security forces was attempting to detain the bomber when he detonated himself. A spokesman for the Syrian government says the attacker appeared to be trying to enter a Christian neighborhood containing a number of churches. Christian Syrians are in the minority. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
President Trump is vowing to revitalize oil production in Venezuela. It's been in decline there since it was nationalized by Hugo Chavez in the early 2000s. The solution, according to President Trump, is a return of U.S. oil companies who were kicked out of the country by Chavez.
We're going to have the big oil companies go in, and they're going to fix the infrastructure, and they're going to invest money. We're not going to invest anything. We're going to just take care of the country. We're going to cherish the country. We're going to take care, more importantly, of the people, including Venezuelans that are living in our country that were forced to leave their country.
And the president notes that in recent years, Venezuelan oil production has slowed to a mere trickle of its actual capacity. On Wall Street at the closing bell, the Dow was up by 627 points. The Nasdaq up 197. Oil gained $1.03 a barrel. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bob Agnew.
More details at SRNnews.com.